Good evening, whatever the fuck time it is. I know it's in the 8 o'clock, but it's almost 9 o'clock eventually. But excuse me for the wind because I'm sitting on the porch right now. I needed to get some fresh air. We about to get straight. I'm a little bit pissed off. Well, no, I'm not a little pissed off. I'm a whole lot of pissed off about what's going on right now. So, excuse y'all. Excuse me for my fucking language because I'm really about to air this bitch out. So let's start off. Let's get this to starters. Let's get this. Damn, I can't fucking talk. I'm irritated and shit. So I'm going to get straight to it. All right. So first and foremost, everybody's talking about this whole Jada, Will, and August shit. First of all, I'm just going to say this. I really don't give a fuck about neither of these shit. It's just fucking pointless to me. I know everybody's embedded to I know everybody's embedded to opinions about what's going on with the relationship, but to me, I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because neither one of these motherfuckers don't pay my fucking bills, and they don't pay yours either. So, just drop the fucking shit. Now, I've seen the memes and all this other shit. Hee-ha. It's all jokes in here. And then you got motherfuckers just like, that's right, Jada. Some of y'all motherfuckers is talking about all these relationships, you know. But let's be real. Have your motherfuckers been in a tangible relationship since day motherfucking one? I ain't trying to hear this shit. Okay? Just cut the fuck out. Some of y'all niggas be talking, but y'all so, yeah. I'm just going to say this. Some of y'all motherfuckers are so judgmental when it comes to these celebrities' relationships and other people's relationships. But when it comes to your own, y'all feel like y'all shit is perfect. Half of y'all shit ain't even fucking perfect. And I know that from a fact. Bro, like, I have had so many people come up to me and talk about their relationships and shit, ask me for advice, what the fuck I should do. How about this? How about your motherfuckers talk it out instead of airing your shit out on the motherfucking internet like some fucking goofballs? So that way, no one won't be in your shit. That's how the fuck I feel about this whole Jada and August shit. August went to the internet and fucking just blurted out all the fucking business like a punk-ass nigga. And you know, I really don't care about the situation. I'm just more mad about it because everybody keep asking me about this shit. How you feel about it? What's your take on it? I really don't give a fuck. Okay? What was hurt, I can see it in his face. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. There's nothing we can't do about it. It's not like what we're going to do. We're going to pull up to Jada's house and threaten her to kill her relationship. Well, no, we ain't going to do that shit. It's more issues going on in this country than a fucking intangible relationship. Y'all motherfuckers really got sidetracked with what the fuck is going on here, bro. I'm done talking about that situation because it's fucking stupid to me. So I'm going to get with issue number two. So the 4th of July had passed, and I seen a lot of coon shit. A lot of coon shit. I know some of y'all motherfuckers was talking about, I'm not celebrating the 4th of July. It's not my holiday. It was never my holiday. That's the white man's holiday. Oh, shut the fuck up. I seen y'all motherfuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and shit wearing your red, white, and blue motherfucking outfits and all that other bullshit. Popping off fireworks and shit, coming up to me and saying, Happy 4th. Man, fuck out my face with that shit, bro. 4th was never my holiday, bro. The last time I wore a red, white, and blue outfit, fam, when I was probably like motherfucker 5 years old. And that's it. Did I ever celebrate the 4th then? No. We never give a fuck. However, I'm going to say this. People have different ways of celebrating holidays. You don't gotta sell people Happy 4th. You can have a little get-together, a little cookout. It's not celebrating the 4th. You can just do things differently. That's how I see it. But people are so brainwashed about Independence Day and shit like that to the point they all they do is wear a red, white, and blue outfit. It's people that I've seen on my Instagram feed, bro. I was seeing them wearing them outfits, and I was just like, I'm so disappointed. Now, did I say anything about it? No, because I'm not going to be that fool and just go in the comment section on everybody's picture like, bro, you're embarrassing. Like, why would you do this to yourself? You know what I'm saying? My bad. I had to get a drink of water. But my thing is this. To the so-called people saying they wasn't going to celebrate it, y'all was looking like y'all was having fun. To me, y'all was still going to these white bars. Y'all was still going, spending, they was giving you their money and shit like that. Or you're giving them their money, whatever the fuck how I say it. It's ridiculous, bro. It's just dumb. And then July 7th passed. Blackout. Support black-owned businesses. Me, I ain't have the money to do it, but you know what I did instead? I shouted out black-owned businesses. Just telling people, hey, boom. You see this on Instagram? Check it out. This fast food restaurant. You know, restaurant. It's black-owned business. Barbershops are always black-owned businesses. You know, you got hair salons, nails, tattoo artists, art designers, you name it. I was literally on the internet, bro, just telling people, like, hey, support this own business, support whether it was big, small, or whatever. I was going to shut you up regardless. And, you know, I still see black people going in motherfucking stores like Target, like Walmart, Kroger's, you know, just spending your money on a white companies, bro. It's just, you know, we say we're going to do something and then we don't do it. Or we just say we're going to do it, but we don't keep our word to it. If I'm saying that right. Just be a man of your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. So that's probably my second issue. Well, I say that's three, but that's two issues in the same one. So, we're going to get to issue number three. And my issue is right now, back at home in Detroit. This shit hit home for me, okay? It hit home. I cried. I'm still mad about it. My eyes, y'all can't see it now, but my eyes is like red from just crying, bro. I don't know the young man, but his name is Hakeem Littleton. Rest in peace. He was brutalized. He was literally shot 15 times by police. Police pulled him over, questioned him. You know, the moment they say he pulled out his wallet, he was going in his pocket, they say he was shot 15 times. Now, the chief of police just came out, or Detroit just came out, with a different story. So there's two sides of the story. But overall, it's still fuck 12 in my eyes. It's still fuck them. Sorry, y'all. My throat's kind of dry. I'm coming outside. But that's not the point. The point is, you question somebody. It was four cops. It shouldn't take more than four cops just to question somebody. It should take fucking one. Yet, y'all gunned them down. The city of Detroit has been going through this shit for years, bro, with violence. I'm not saying, you know, it's a good thing to praise it, but it's a bad thing. It's something that has been an issue for years and coming. And I can speak that because I lived in that city. Not just Detroit. Pontiac, small town called Pontiac, Michigan, has a history of violence too. Flint has a history of violence. Saginaw has a history of violence. East Lansing has a history of violence. Hell, Ypsilanti has a history of violence. But the thing is that's making me mad about what's going on back at home. I go on my Facebook. I found out through my granny. Okay, she was on Facebook Live and was watching the news, and it just, that's the first thing I see on the TV screen. I see everybody down over there on 6 Mile and San Juan and Nichols, bro, protesting. Like, they heavy deep over there. And it makes me mad because I'm on the way here in Columbus. I want to go home. I've been trying to go home for the longest, but my situation is not right there at the moment. I ain't been home since my nanny's funeral. And now I see people like, you know, I see people back at home. I see my friends on Facebook. I'm going down in the March. All I can tell them is be safe. Make sure you, when you get home, let me know when you get home. That's the only thing I can tell them. I usually just tell them, hey, go march for me. This shit fucking sucks, yo. And the thing is, it's truly making me mad. The only thing I see on my Facebook timeline is everybody from Michigan talking about it. That's it. Like, I go on Instagram, I've probably seen two people post it. Me and a friend of mine. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to name drop nobody. I only see two people. Everybody else is just posting Jada and Will and shit. Like, what the fuck, yo? Like, this shit fucking hurts me. That's my fucking problem. It hurts me. This motherfucker just got amnesia what we was doing for June. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, we protested throughout the month of June. Everybody was doing good. You know, we was trying to get our voices heard. The country woke up. Some of the country woke up was like, damn. It's bigger than black and white. It's the system. But you know what's crazy? All these distractions was coming around. The NBA is back. NFL is coming back. College football. So and so. All these distractions. Me? I don't give a fuck about what's going on around me. Besides, I'm still educating these people on what's going on. I talked to my cousin the other, like a couple weeks ago. All I was telling him about what's going on. And, you know, he sees the shit. And I was just telling him, like, yo, like, just tell your friends, bro, be safe. Whatever you do, bro, like, just be proud of your skin color. Be proud of who you are. That's the only thing I had to tell him. And he was like, I appreciate it. All his youngest was appreciating it. I'm not even an OG to them niggas. I just tell them what it is. But the fact is, it's like no one's not really talking about what's going on back at home. It's like, I get it. Everybody got other shit that's worried about. But the main issue I have a problem is just the rest of the world is not talking about it. It's like everybody just look at Detroit. It's just like, okay, motherfuckers die every day over there in our city. This shit's normal. No, the fuck is not normal, bro. It's never normal, bro. Detroit police has been nothing but a fucking nuisance to us, bro. A nuisance to me and a nuisance to everybody back at home. Pull you over, you know, plant drugs on you, a weapon on you, all that shit. It's people that I know, fam, that's behind bars in Detroit, fam, and they ain't see a lick of light because of Detroit Police Department. Same goes for anywhere in Michigan, bro. Auburn Hills, Dearborn, Sterling Heights, Bloomfield Hills, Lake Orion, you fucking name it. Any suburb city in the city of Michigan, I'm not going to say in the city, in the state of Michigan, bro, is racial profiling. Same shit that happened with me. I can remember this day, clear as day, like it was yesterday. It was a summer. Around this time. Around motherfucking June or July. Me and my brother was riding on bikes around in the neighborhood. We don't never go that far out. The only places we would go is the corner store sitting on Woodward, McDonald's sitting on Woodward. Or we'll just go to one of our friends' house, which is across the street, next door, or around the corner, behind our house. That's it. We will never go that far. Me and my brother, I kid you not, probably at the age of 7 or 8, we were still in elementary at this time, bro. We got pulled over, bro, for no reason. Did you know why? We got accused of sitting there saying, We got, well, I'm not going to say that we were saying, we got accused of stealing from Staples. Like, that's just wild to me. Like, first of all, bro, this is a thing that blew my mind. Like, I got exposed to racial profiling at a young age. Me and my brother. I'll never forget, bro. I see my mom's face. I never see my mom ran so fast in a day of my life. Now, mind you, we got pulled over at the corner of the street. Our house was literally 8 houses down. I never seen my mom ran so fast in panic and fear, bro. Police asked me questions. I'm over here looking just like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't know what he was saying. My mom come up to me, told the officer what's wrong. Police was asking me questions about where was the last place, where was the last time me and my brother been at. We was like, yo, we just right around the neighborhood. And they was like, well, accordingly, you know, there's been recent suspects of, you know, black kids stealing from Staples. My mom's face was like, they don't never ride that bike that far. Mind you, the Staples is literally on a bike ride. I guarantee you, it's an hour bike ride. An hour. A car ride would take you like at least 10 to 15 minutes. But I'd be damn at the age of 8 trying to steal some shit from Staples. Me or my brother. Like, what the fuck am I steal from Staples? A pencil? A fucking stapler? Fuck out of here, yo. Like, that shit got me so mad, bro. And at that young age, my mom just told me, was like, this is what we'd be talking about. Like, my mom hugged me and my brother. She hugged us tight and dearly after that. And ever since then, bro, I hated the police. There are so many things, bro. There are a few things in this world that will make me say the word I hate you. Or hate. I hate pedophiles. I hate rapists. I hate coons. I hate liars. I hate cheaters. We have 5, and I still probably got like 2 more things I could think of. I hate the police. That's 6. But right now, police and pedophiles are sitting at the, rapists are sitting at the top 3 on my list. And I hate abusers. That's 7 right there. So, but the thing is, it's just like, no one's not really talking about this issue. That's the thing. It's like here, motherfuckers just forgot. I still see people out here posting, still out here preaching. You know, the cops who killed Breonna Taylor are still roaming around free. The cops who killed Rashad Brooks are still roaming around free. You know, I see people still talk about it. And the people that still talk about it are the people that I know. So, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about to the people that's not in knowledge, you know, that's not acknowledging or acknowledging about this, what's going on. Because it's sad, bro. It's fucking ridiculous and it's sad. It's like, y'all just forgot. Motherfuckers is going in Atlanta. Motherfuckers is still flying out the state. Motherfuckers is like, okay, there's no such thing as COVID. Like, shit is written. Like, oh my God. Like, how can y'all just go from one state? You know how? Let me alliterate what I'm about to say. How can y'all go from marching and protesting to smacking ass and being face to face in another city, in another motherfucking state? Like, y'all was y'all just have the time of your lives. It's like, y'all just won the fucking lottery. It's like, y'all don't care about y'all health and lives anymore, bro. And that's the shit that's making me mad. Y'all motherfuckers like, bro, I want to have fun. And then I got people, I'm hearing people saying, you know, they blame COVID and, you know, they blaming all this other bullshit. Like, that's not it. I got people talking about some, you know, these people at work, you know, talking about some. It's the protesters' fault that, you know, the numbers of COVID shot up. No, it's not. That's a fucking lie. Because the days I protested, people was wearing masks. Now, with some people that wasn't, some people that just didn't care. But overall, I've seen plenty of people that I protest with, march with, people that didn't even fucking know wore masks. People who didn't have a mask, you know what they did? They grabbed a hoodie, turned it around, boom. Some people grabbed a shirt and turned it into a mask. Is that fucking simple? So, I don't know, y'all. It's just fucking retarded. My bad, y'all. My throat's just parched. I need a fucking drink. This shit's just fucking ridiculous. You got motherfuckers out here just not giving a damn. And it's really pissing me off. So, the more in the story I'm about to say is this. No. Well, damn it, what the fuck I was about to say. Yeah, my bad. My head's all over the place. I wanted to make this just a little quick rant, but enter into a longer rant. So, I just want everybody to know. Say her name. Say his name. Breonna Taylor. Rashad Brooks. And so many names. George Floyd. Ahmaud Arbery. Hakeem Littleton. Say their names. Because at the end of the day, they say they love us, but they really don't. The only thing they want to do is steal from us. They want to steal our culture. They want to steal our women. They want to take our lives. They want to put us against each other. And I know when I say put us against each other, yeah, I had a little rant about my community and all that, but that's not my point. My point is this. If you truly stand, like if we all need to unite, we got to unite together as one. Because we're not that great in numbers. I'm telling you that right now. We're not that great in numbers. But when we band together, it's the most beautifulest thing in the world. But some people are just too oblivious and blind not seeing that. And you know, I'm going to just say this. For anybody, I'm kind of at the point where I'm getting to that age where everybody has their own opinion. But sometimes your opinion is irrelevant if you say stupid shit. Ooh, excuse me. It's my bad, y'all, for burping. But to anyone of you coons that's probably listening to this shit, and I know you motherfuckers is listening to this shit. You probably don't, but it's probably coons in another motherfucking country. But this is for y'all. For any coons that's saying all lives matter, you got a MAGA hat sitting here talking about some Trump for 2021, four more years, go eat a fucking dick. Real shit. I want to say that in the most nicest possible way. Go eat a fucking dick. Because y'all motherfuckers is embarrassing the fuck out of us. That's all the fuck I gotta say, yo. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Trump. Fuck 12. Fuck the system. Anybody that got a problem with me, y'all can come on this podcast and talk to me one-on-one. Or you can follow me on Twitter. @no_preach. You can follow me on Instagram. It's the same fucking name. I'm out. Peace.